Trump attacks Iran, London protest, we need workers action against war and austerity. Nancy Taff, Waltham Forest Socialist Party. Socialist Party members responded to the call to oppose Trump's drone strike on Iranian General Qasem Soleimani and the ratcheting up to war on Saturday, 4 January. The protest outside Downing Street, called at 24 hours notice, rallied a crowd of several hundred. A number of young people, many have only known a cycle of war, terror and austerity, were prompted to participate. Socialist Party members gave our New Year statement out. Even though the rally was small, there was a willingness to discuss. I spoke to someone in Momentum who wanted to talk through what happened at the election. Protesters took our Youth Against War and Workers Unity Against War and Austerity placards, and 33 bought a copy of a socialist. 12 people signed up to find out more about the Socialist Party. Speakers included left Labour MPs John McDonnell and Richard Bergen. Steve Headley, Assistant General Secretary of Transport Union RMT, spoke of the need to link the trade union struggle against the Tories with the anti-war struggle, and those fighting the theocratic caste inside Iran to those fighting Trump in the US and Johnson here. Johnson didn't know about our protest, because unlike most of us, he wasn't back at work. He was too busy hiding away, sunning himself on a Caribbean island. He may have hidden his true politics from workers during the election. He may have hidden in a fridge to avoiding being questioned. But the capitalist crisis and the chaos it creates means Johnson and his kind can't hide forever. The Socialist Party says, no to war in the Middle East for workers action against war and austerity for an urgent meeting of the trade unions and all the anti-austerity forces, to fight the Tories kick the Blairites and warmongers out of Corbyn's Labour withdraw all foreign forces from the Middle East support the building of non-sectarian worker struggles in Iran, Iraq and across the region fight for governments that represent the workers and the poor for a socialist alternative to war and capitalism.